Russia's President Vladimir Putin visits the United States for 4 days this week. In New York, he'll address the United Nations General Assembly on Iraq's future. Then he'll travel to Camp David for a summit with President Bush. Russia strongly opposed the war in Iraq. And over the weekend, Putin told reporters that the situation in Iraq confirms Russia's position. But he also held out the possibility of sending Russian troops to help with the reconstruction of Iraq. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
President Putin lashed out at the U.S. when it launched its war in Iraq last March. Some pundits at the time warned of a new era of confrontation in Russian-U.S. relations. Their fears were not realized, however. Andrew Cutchins of the Carnegie Endowment says Putin's rhetoric during the early days of the Iraq War was a blip on the diplomatic screen.
It was also made absolutely clear by the Bush administration that Russia was in a different category from the French and the Germans, and that the administration was clearly far more angry with the French, particularly the French, and secondly the Germans, than they were with the Russians over their failure to agree with the U.S. position on Iraq.
Political analyst Ivan Safranchuk says, nonetheless, the much-hyped personal chemistry between Bush and Putin has cooled. But Safranchuk says that's not necessarily bad.
Now they understand that they have common interests, common deals, common fields to discuss and to work anyway, with chemistry or without chemistry. From my point of view, it's a little bit childish if the two presidents would spend too much time and effort on rebuilding the chemistry.
No major agreements are due to be signed during Putin's Camp David meeting with Bush on Friday. And Iraq remains a major sticking point. Russia continues to insist the UN play the lead role in Iraq. Moscow hasn't completely ruled out sending peacekeepers to Iraq under a UN mandate. Analysts like Andrew Cutchins are skeptical, though.
I don't expect that the administration expects much in the way of, certainly nothing in the way of financial support coming from the Russians, and little or nothing in the way of military support from the Russians for contributions to peacekeeping forces there.
Political columnist Boris Kargelitsky says a significant Russian role in Iraq is unlikely, given public opposition and the fact that Russia's own military is bogged down fighting separatists in Chechnya. Kargelitsky thinks Putin is also not likely to stray far from the positions of Germany or France on Iraq.
Economically, Germans are very important here. German investment is number one in terms of foreign investment. Most of our oil and gas is sold in Western Europe, and especially for our German and French markets.
Energy ties between the U.S. and Russia are rapidly developing, though. The meeting between Bush and Putin follows an energy summit this week in St. Petersburg, attended by major U.S. oil executives. Industry watchers see U.S. energy firms investing billions more in Russia's oil industry in the coming years. However, there is less common ground on Iran. The Russians are still helping Iran build an $800 million nuclear power plant. This despite U.S. concerns that Iran could divert fuel from the plant to make nuclear weapons. Russia says it won't end its cooperation with Iran without proof that Tehran has a covert nuclear weapons program. Viktor Kremenyuk of the USA Candidate Institute says Russia has too much to lose by caving in to U.S. demands.
Iran is a very important market for the part of the Russian economy which does not extract oil and does not export oil. That part of the Russian industry which produces weapons, aircrafts, nuclear power plants, and other equipment.
The U.S. recently placed sanctions on a Russian company it says shipped laser-guided artillery shells to Iran. Nonetheless, there are signs both governments are determined to ensure a cordial meeting between Presidents Bush and Putin on Friday. President Bush's father, the former President Bush, was in Russia last week and was warmly received by Putin. That was seen here as a demonstration of bilateral goodwill. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.